keep it here too, WCDO.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Well, good evening and welcome, everyone. It's Nate Lull with you tonight here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. We're live from Green High School, as this is a very big girls' MAC basketball matchup tonight as the Green Trojans play host to the Oxford Blackhawks. I want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Sales Tip-Off Show. Of course, Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, I want to break things down here. This is a big-time matchup in the MAC girls basketball standings between the Blackhawks and the Trojans. And there's some other things that are kind of on the horizon here tonight that I think are interesting, and I'll try to give you a sneak peek on those. So, again, it's the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. I'm Nate Lull here on WCDO. Stay tuned.
I'll buy your car. Hi, I'm Tyler Butler from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. Yes, it's true. I will come right to your house and purchase your car right off the driveway. Plus, work out your loan payoff with the bank. And if you're in the market for a new vehicle, Butler Auto will give you top dollar for your trade-in. We feature the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles in the area at the best prices. And yes, we will give you the very best trade-in value. In fact, we'll take anything in on trade with a motor, even boats and motorcycles. So get the best of both worlds, the best vehicle prices and the best trade-in values. Or we'll simply buy your vehicle from you at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Or visit online at butlerautosales.com. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, our goal is to never lose a customer over price.
Yes, it's true. Butler Auto Sales will buy your car, plus work out your loan payoff with the bank. It doesn't get any easier. And remember, you will get financed at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, the little store with so much more. Chris Brown and his staff are friendly and helpful and always willing to answer any questions about your family's health. Brown's Pharmacy also features health and beauty products, vitamins, and Ananda Professional CBD products, as well as Russell Stover candy and a fine selection of greeting cards. All cards are at half price, too. So stop by the little store with so much more. Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in downtown Unadilla. Open weekdays from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Saturdays 8 to 1.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Hey, welcome back. Nate Lull here tonight at Green High School on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. We appreciate their support of high school basketball and all of high school sports, really. Here, our coverage on WCDO. It's the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Of course, Butler has those two lots in Sydney, Route 7 Riverside, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Well, you know, we had a great one last night between the Sydney boys and UV, and I said it on the air last night, my voice is hurting a little bit. Just a lot of games recently, and sometimes your voice just takes the brunt of it, and I don't have any help here tonight. I was lucky enough to have Sky Thompson with me last night. So I got my tea, I got everything ready to go here, and I'm just going to try to power through it for you tonight, folks. This reminds me of a time in college when I called a game unknowingly with bronchitis, and it went to three overtimes, and I thought I was just going to collapse in the booth, but I'm going to knock on wood here that we don't have a three overtime thriller here tonight for the sake of my voice. But these are two very good teams that are going to go at it here tonight. They did play earlier in the season. That game was at Oxford on December 8th. Green pulled away late in the fourth quarter to win 62-49. Peyton Yonner and Abby Yonner were really big in that game, both scoring 18 points. Olivia Kennedy had 17 for Green that night, and Madeline Barrows had a game-high 23 points for the Blackhawks that night. So if you take a look at the current MAC standings, now both of these teams are in Division II. Green comes in with a record of 7-2 in the league, 9-2 overall. Oxford is 8-4 in the league, 11-5 overall. So they're 1-2 in Division II right now. But Oxford really, you know, in terms of the standings, it would be really nice if you're a Blackhawks fan to trip up Green here tonight, give them that third league loss. That would certainly be very key here tonight if you're an Oxford fan. If you're Green, you know that you control your own destiny here in Division II, and you have a great chance here on your home floor to maybe kind of wrap things up in Division II. All right, we're going to pause for the national anthem as well as the starting lineups. Again, thanks for listening to the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. It's the Green Trojans hosting the Oxford Blackhawks. There's a lot on the table here tonight. Really looking forward to this one. I'm Nate Lowe, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Share the wealth and benefits of being a Shindello Federal Credit Union member. All students enrolled in school in Chenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties, as well as homeschool students and their family members can join, plus all school employees and family members. At Shindello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, dividend rates are higher and loan rates are lower. And speaking of loan rates, one size fits all. That means that the same rates are given to all of our members. Find out if you can become a member of Shindello Federal Credit Union. Go to shindello.org or stop in to speak with our friendly staff at 114 Main Street in Franklin.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stove pipe and duct work, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. All set for Green and Oxford basketball here tonight. I'm Nate Lowe on WCDO. Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Starting lineup first for Oxford and head coach Chris Palmer. They start with junior number 15, Naomi Smith. Junior number 2, Kayla Kelsey Jones. Junior number 3, Madeline Barrows. Junior number 10, Ella Kelsey. And sophomore number 12, Ava Benjamin. No seniors on this Oxford team. They're having a great year at 11-5. Expect them to be right back in the hunt next year as well. On the other side for the Green, Trojans having a tremendous season for longtime head coach Dave Gorton. They start with junior number 3, Emma Rice. Senior number 5, Olivia Kennedy, one of the best players in the league. A junior number 11, Cassie Butler. A freshman number 15, Abby Yonner. And a junior number 22, Peyton Yonner. Of course, as we said, Abby and Peyton had 18 points in the first matchup when these two met up down the road in Oxford. And Liv Kennedy had 17. And Madeline Barrows had a game-high 23 that night for the Oxford Blackhawks. And just a little sneak peek. If things go correctly here tonight, Madeline Barrows could be reaching a very special milestone in her high school basketball career. So I don't want to jinx anything. I don't want to say too much. We'll be keeping an eye on that throughout tonight's broadcast. So here we go. Oxford girls in the road black uniforms with the red and the white trim, says Oxford in white lettering across the front of the uniform. Green is in the home white uniforms with the green trim, says Trojans in green lettering across the front of the chest. The opening tap is knocked out of bounds by the Oxford bench, and Green will pick up possession according to the Zebra crew. So the Trojans will have it going right to left. And it was immediately picked off as they tried to go to the high post, and that was Barrows off to a good start there, grabbing that basketball. Oxford going left to right. Barrows in the corner, wants a three. This one rattles in and out. Rebound here for the Blackhawks, but it's ripped away by Peyton Yonner. Yonner quickly down the floor, wants to stop, go to the left side. Finds Butler for Rice, back to Yonner, to the high post. They go for Kennedy. Left side, good ball movement, but Barrows was right there again to steal it. With 30 seconds gone, we're scoreless. Barrows with a great pass ahead, and the missed layup there for Ella Kelsey. We got a track meet early as Green rushes right back down the floor, going right to left. Finds Rice on the left side for three. Too much mustard on that, and a rebound for Oxford. Outlet pass to Barrows. Cross midcourt here, still scoreless, about a minute in. Live from Green tonight. Thanks for joining us here on WCDO. Hope you're staying warm wherever you are listening to tonight's game. Three ball for Oxford, no good. A rebound comes right back out to the shooter, Ava Benjamin, but then she has it ripped away by Liv Kennedy. Kennedy, a D2 softball commit, says, I'm going to take that coast to coast, and puts it off the glass and in. Kennedy signing earlier this year to Division II Caldwell down in New Jersey. Will be playing her future softball there, as she was the New York State Class C Player of the Year last year in softball, one of the best. So Oxford now with the basketball. And this is Naomi Smith with a traveling violation in the right wing corner. Just picked up the ball in a tough spot there, and the Trojans' defense collapsed on her. She had nowhere to go. So Green back down the floor, coming across midcourt. Yonner splits two defenders, finds Cassie Butler wide open, and she scores. So Butler there with the two-pointer, makes it Green 4 and Oxford nothing. What a look there from Yonner, and was able to find Cassie Butler. Blackhawks with the basketball again, going left to right, in desperate need of a bucket here in the early going. They want to keep this close, need to get off to a good start. Here's Barrows, left corner for three, in and out. Ball loose, picked up by Benjamin. She fires it up for two and hits it from the left elbow. Big-time bucket there. Actually, it was Ella Kelsey sweeping in on that. My mistake. So Kelsey gets that, makes it 4-2. Yonner in transition, and it's stolen by Barrows. Her third steal already in the early going with 5:45 to go in this first quarter. As Yonner was trying to thread the needle, and Barrows was able to take it away. Oxford with the basketball. They skip it back to Barrows. Left side, dribble drive for her. Spin move, lost it. Has to dish back out, looking for Ella Kelsey. They'll say she traveled. Ball is going to come back here to the Green Trojans, who are coming in. They've had two very tough losses lately. One to Delhi on the road last week, a game we had right here on WCDO, and then a heartbreaker against Unitigo as well. Both those losses were by about 5 or 6 points. Sure, we can talk more about those at halftime as Green gets a lucky bounce here, deflected off a defender, finds Abby Yonner. She puts it up and in. Yeah, we'll have to talk about both of those games at the half, because Green could have won either of those, and it just didn't go their way. And now a steal here by Liv Kennedy. Takes it right away from Barrows, takes it down, and scores. So Kennedy now with 4 points. Timeout taken by Oxford. It's Green 8, Oxford 2, with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. I'm Nate Lowell, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And out of the Oxford timeout, welcome back. I'm Nate Lowe on WCDO, and the Green girls have an early 8-2 lead over Oxford, and now another steal by the Trojans. Boy, between Kennedy and Peyton Yonner, they have just been kind of a vacuum cleaner of steals here for the Green Trojans. And so Green wants to pump it to the interior for Abby Yonner. Turnaround shot is no good, but a rebound for the Trojans. Cassie Butler keeps it alive, and they wheel it back out to the top of the key. Finding Liv Kennedy, left side for Butler. Fires up a three. This one is off the back of the rim. Another rebound. Abby Yonner up off the glass. Can't get it to go. Barrows, this time, is able to suck it up and bring the rebound down. Barrows to the right side, looking for a pass. Gets it to the high post for Kayla Kelsey-Jones. And now Oxford has to throw one back up top here for Ella Kelsey. 15 on the shot clock. They continue to try to work it around. Oxford to the left side, little give and go. Back inside for Kayla Kelsey-Jones. Her shot was partially blocked. Trojans come away with it with 3:55 to go in the first quarter. They go to Kennedy, top of the key. Green going right to left. Butler now back for Yonner. Payton floats one inside, finds Abby Yonner. Left-handed layup is good. What a shot there from, or what a pass, I should say, from Payton to find Abby Yonner. And Green is just really clicking on offense here. They lead 10-2 with 3:30 to go in the first quarter. Oxford with the ball. They fire a three from the left side. It's no good. Rebound for Kelsey-Jones, and this one rolls out of bounds as she tried to toss it back up to the guard. She was looking for Ella Kelsey, and Kelsey wasn't prepared for it. Sailed over her head and out of bounds. Green going to the bench early as Lila Biefeld comes in, as well as Claire Flanagan. I have to apologize to Biefeld. I was saying her name incorrectly last week. I realized that as we did that game, Green and Delhi, as Green throws it away here. So my mistake to the Biefeld family. Just wanted to say that. 3:20 to go, first quarter. Green 10 and Oxford 2. And Oxford with the basketball. They need a bucket here. And let's see if they can get it to Barrows. Pump fakes. Goes to the far side. Three ball here is short. So that shot was taken by Ava Benjamin. Ball is loose. Scooped up by Peyton Yonner. Yonner in transition. What a bounce pass. Finds Biefeld, and it's good. And Biefeld puts it up and in. We're going to have another timeout taken here by Oxford with 2:57 to go in the first quarter. It's Green 12 and Oxford 2. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Let's see if Oxford can regroup out of the timeout here with 2:50 to go in this first quarter. Oxford with the basketball. They pass one down low for Barrows, and she tried to loop one to the far corner, and it was once again taken away by Green. An outlet pass to Liv Kennedy, no good. Follow-up rebound here by Biefeld. Kicks it back out for Peyton Yonner. Jumper from the foul line won't go. Barrows is able to clean it up with 2.5 to go in the first quarter. Green 12, Oxford 2. Here's Barrows backing it out. Passing to the far side for Ella Kelsey. Kelsey across the top of the defense. They go to the high post looking for Smith. And this one tapped away again. Boy, this has just been, again, a first quarter full of steals for the Trojans as Biefeld stole it and then was fouled. And so the foul, our first one of the contest, goes here against Bailey Cheesebro, who has stepped into the game. So 2:10 to go here in this first quarter. And back down the floor they come for the Green Trojans. Coming to the left side here for Claire Flanagan. Back to Kennedy. They loop one far side. Now back over to Flanagan. Finding Kennedy straight away for three. Got it. Liv Kennedy now with 7 points. Makes it Green 15 and Oxford 2 with 1:45 to go in the first quarter. They try to pass to the high post again. Taken away by the Trojans. In transition, Kennedy, the pass was too tall from Yonner. Out of bounds off her hands. And it's going to come back to the Blackhawks. Boy, so you got about 90 seconds to go here, first quarter. Oxford trailing 15-2. They got to try to get a little momentum here just to finish up this first quarter. Barrows to the left side. Looking for some options. Straight away here and a bounce pass to the near side for Taylor Smith. And a foul is going to be on Green. Going to be on Cassie Butler, her first, team's first. And so on the inbounding duties for Oxford, they'll look to get it in. And they do. Turnaround shot won't go for Kayla Kelsey-Jones. And a rebound underneath there by Cassie Butler. Into the safe hands of Peyton Yonner. Back down the floor, finding Flanagan. Cross pass here for Yonner. Yonner with the basketball. Looking for some different options here. Left side finds Flanagan. Dials up a high arcing three. It won't go. Rebound kept alive by Biefeld. Back out for Liv Kennedy for three, and she hits it. Kennedy now with 10 points, and Green is firing on all cylinders here, up 18-2 with 40 seconds to go in the first quarter. I don't think anybody saw this one coming. Oxford with the ball to the high post. They go to the far side. Pull-up jumper there is no good for Taylor Smith. Rebound loose on the floor and picked up by the Trojans. Yonner looking to run again. Yonner across midcourt finds Kennedy. Steps in for another three. This one is short. And it's scooped up. The Trojans have the rebound. They go back out for Butler. 15 seconds left. Butler doesn't pull the trigger. Wants to try to use the clock here. As it comes down to 7 seconds. Trojans still with the ball. Working it around. Top of the key. Stolen away here by Oxford. They're not going to get a shot off, though. And that'll do it. A exciting first quarter for the Green Trojans. They lead 18-2. I'm Nate Lowell. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
What are you doing about snow tires this year? The friendly, experienced staff at Sydney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation. Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lowell with you tonight here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Green girls with an 18-2 lead here over the Oxford Blackhawks, and Oxford will have the ball to start the second quarter. Let's see what Madeline Barrows can do to try to get her team back in. A pass down low, shot is good, count it, and that's a basket, and she's going to get a chance to go to the line for Naomi Smith. If you're a loyal WCDO listener, you remember a couple of weeks ago we did the Oxford girls at Sydney, and Sydney had a pretty good lead in that game. Oxford was playing pretty much with a skeleton crew. They had brought up a bunch of JV players. They were down in that game and made a huge comeback and almost won that game. Sydney was able to hang on to win. But Oxford, you can't ever count them out. Moral of the story. Smith misses the foul shot, so it's Green 18 and Oxford 4. And right back the other way, Green's able to answer with a pass to the interior for Abby Yonner. And she's able to hit. And it's 20-4. Green girls on top of Oxford. Barrows is still scoreless here so far tonight for the Blackhawks. Another steal by Green. Oxford put that one to the interior, and the interior defense by Green tonight has been spectacular. Emma Rice now goes to Yonner at the top of the key, trying to dish one off here for Liv Kennedy. Kennedy finds Rice, left side corner, three-point line extended. Little dish back up top here for Yonner. 10 on the shot clock. Green's going to have to dump one down low. Left low block for Kennedy, up and under, and got it. And Kennedy gets it to go. She's got 12. Makes it 22-4 with 6:55 to go in the second quarter. And Oxford needs some life. Barrows says, how about a three from straight away? Rattles in and out, and a rebound for Green. And nothing is falling right now for the Blackhawks. Green in transition. Here's Yonner. Kiss off the glass is too strong, but Yonner's able to chase down her own rebound. Green is just doing all the little things right now. Back outside for Kennedy. Her three, too much hot sauce on it, rolls out of bounds. Off the miss, is going to go back to Oxford. So 6.5 to go in the second quarter. It's Green 22 and Oxford 4. A surprising start here. I mean, we know that Green is a very, very good team. I'm just surprised that Oxford has not been able to put some more points on the board here, but kudos to this Green defense. And another steal by Kennedy. Kennedy down the left side, sprints away, kiss off the glass, too strong. Rebound for Emma Rice. Works it back for Claire Flanagan, and she's fouled as she went up for the jumper from the right elbow. And so this will be the freshman, Claire Flanagan, who they're very high on in this Green program, heading to the line. And you can see the frustration here tonight for this Oxford team. They're just trying to hang tough in the early going. With 6:10 to go in this second quarter, this will be Flanagan to the line, looking to shoot two. And her first shot is good. Everything going right so far here tonight for the Green Trojans. And a second shot coming here for Flanagan. High arcing shot, nothing but net. And it's 24-4 with 6:05 to go in the second quarter. And the Blackhawks come back across midcourt. And they go to the high post. Now they go back to Barrows on the right side for three. This one draws air, almost rolls out of bounds, but Green's able to save it in time. Barrows just can't seem to get anything going. With 5:45 to go in the second quarter, here's Rice for three, left side, got it. Emma Rice dials long distance, and Green leads 27-4. This is unbelievable. With 5:35 to go, second quarter. Green with the basketball. They tried to pass one down low, and the pass was too tall. Tried to pump one for Madison Long down low. And she would have had to be about 6'10 to grab that and went soaring out of bounds. Boy, it's been all Green Trojans so far here tonight as they lead 27-4 with 5:20 to go in the second quarter. Left side of the floor now for Yonner. Yonner steps in, pull-up jumper, good. Good for Peyton Yonner. Her first basket, believe it or not, she's been so involved. Green leads 29-4. This is incredible here. Here is Barrows, double-teamed far side, lost it out of bounds. And it will stay with the Oxford Blackhawks. So again, 5:05 to go, second quarter. Green 29, Oxford 4. Oxford gets it in. They go to Barrows. Kennedy is right on her, stuck to her hip. She has to give it up. Goes to the right side corner. Now back out for Ella Kelsey, who lost control. And now a kick by Barrows on the outlet pass. Was able to get her foot in the passing lane and draw a whistle. With 4:53 to go in the second quarter, Green 29 and Oxford 4. Trojans bring it back down the floor across the Trojans logo at midcourt. Kennedy skips the defense for Yonner, far side corner. Flanagan looking for options. Chest pass back up to Yonner straight away. They go for Kennedy right to the interior for Abby Yonner. And that pass was just a little bit too far in front of her, rolls out of bounds. You'll want to stay tuned for our Marabito Energy Products halftime report in just a few minutes. Marabito's been serving the local community since 1927. At Marabito, our people make energy different. Oxford with the basketball. They're trying to get it to Barrows, but the defense has been there, and Yonner with another steal. Yonner, pull-up jumper here. Peyton's shot is no good. Hit the right side of the rim. Comes down off an Oxford defender, off her shoulder, and rolls out. With 4:18 to go, second quarter, it's Green 29 and Oxford 4. You heard that correct. Green 29 and Oxford 4 here in the early going. Can the Blackhawks find their way back here? But, boy, Green is just playing so well. And, you know, Green had a tough battle with Delhi last week. They had Unitigo on the ropes here. I believe they were leading 45 or 46-31 in that contest. And Unitigo was able to come roaring back for the victory. So if you're Green right now, you want to keep your foot on the gas pedal. And they'll try to work one in for Abby Yonner on the inbounds, but it was taken away by the Blackhawks. In transition, a left-handed layup will not go down for Ava Benjamin, and another rebound for the Trojans. Boy, there is just a lid on the rim down there for the Blackhawks at the moment. They pass one to the interior, tipped away here by Barrows. Barrows still looking for her first basket of the game, trying to get something going. Madeline steps through, left-handed shot won't go. Rebound and a traveling violation on Green, so it will stay with Oxford. And you can see that Madeline Barrows is frustrated right now. This might be the most frustrated I've seen her on a basketball court. She is cool, calm, and collected. I think she just needs to get one bucket, and she'll probably be all right. Oxford will look to get it in. They do to the top of the key, and now they find Madeline. Barrows to the far side will dish one for Ella Kelsey to the interior for Kayla Kelsey-Jones. Her shot won't go, the right-handed layup. And the offensive woes continue for the Blackhawks with 3.5 to go in the second quarter. Green 29 and Oxford 4. Here's Kennedy, lost one over for Emma Rice. Another three. This one goes wide right, rebound for Barrows. She's still doing all the little things, much like we saw her do in that Sydney game. Just needs to find a way to get it going offensively. Barrows tries to float one into the right wing corner. Was looking for Cadence Gallo, and nobody was home. And a timeout's going to be taken here by Oxford. Green 29 and Oxford 4 with 3:15 to go in the second quarter. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Law with you here on WCDO. 3:15 to go in the second quarter. Green girls leading 29-4 over the Oxford Blackhawks. And this was, you know, a game. I got to go to this game earlier in the year when it was just down, you know, Route 12 here in Oxford. And, you know, tonight's game is in Green. And it was a very close game. Green did pull away for a double-digit win late in that game. But these are always big rivals, and you know it's going to be a close one. You can kind of throw the records out normally, but, boy, Green has just really come to play tonight. Kennedy passes to the interior, out of the timeout. Green with possession of the basketball. Peyton Yonner stops, pops from the right elbow, died on the back of the rim. Ball is loose. Good save here by Green to Abby Yonner. Left-handed layup won't go. Boy, excellent hustle there by Lila Biefeld, but Green couldn't capitalize. They go to the right side here for Ella Kelsey. Back across for Cadence Gallo, now for Barrows. And to the right side, looking for Kelsey. Passes to the interior, tipped away. Another good defensive stop there. Emma Rice this time got her hand in a passing lane and tipped it away. Here's Rice to the left side. Skips across the top of the defense. Now finds Kennedy straight away, who has 12 points. Back for Rice. Left side, three. Got it. Emma Rice now with 6 points. And Green leads 32-4. With 2:15 to go in the second quarter. And Oxford comes across midcourt. And they'll skip one to the far side looking for Gallo. Gallo now off for Barrows. Barrows on the baseline. They work one down low, blocked by Biefeld. And the defensive intensity has been great here. Green's going to take a timeout as Biefeld was in a tough spot. And we'll step away for 30 seconds as well. 1:57 to go, second quarter. Green 32, Oxford 4 on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Trojans with the basketball out of the timeout, but Barrows with a steal, but Kennedy's going to take it right back. Kennedy trying a lofting pass down low, tipped out of bounds, going to go back to the Oxford Blackhawks. Again, 1:40 to go in the second quarter. It's Green 32 and Oxford 4. And Oxford is just trying to get something going here with Madeline Barrows. Barrows to the left side on the baseline. Will work one back out. Oxford going left to right on offense here. And they have just, the Trojans have done a good job knowing where Barrows is. She splits two defenders, tries to get a shot off, and is fouled at the foul line. They're going to say it was on the floor as Barrows was going through that double team. They are just very aware wherever she goes. Kennedy has done a good job of kind of shadowing her at times. Wherever she goes on the floor, they have fouled her around in that 2-3 zone. Tip ball here, taken away by Abby Yonner. Gets it into the safe hands of the guard, Peyton Yonner, with 1:10 to go, second quarter. Green leading 32-4. Three ball is good. The bank is open for Peyton Yonner. Hits that one. She's got five, and Green leads 35-4 with a minute to go in the second quarter. What a hot start here tonight for the Trojans. Barrows across midcourt finds Ella Kelsey. Kelsey now for Cadence Gallo. Gallo to the far side finds Barrows for three, rattled in and out. And the lid has just, boy, it's just been sealed on there in this first half for Oxford. Ball out of bounds, going to stay with Green. Green tried to pump it down low, but it was deflected off the shoulder there of Naomi Smith. 36 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Trojans with the basketball. Here is Kennedy. Floats one up top for Emma Rice. Rice to the left side. Now finding Peyton Yonner. Yonner straight away to the high post for Biefeld. 15 on the shot clock, 27 on the game clock. They go to Biefeld down low. And the kiss off the glass won't go. Rebound for Barrows. Barrows with about six or seven rebounds, I'd say, here in this first half. So she's doing the other little things she can do. And they will loop it down low, and a shot is good here for Ava Benjamin off the pass there from Barrows from the left baseline. 5 seconds left. Let's see if Yonner's able to get one off here. Steps in, fires up a three at the buzzer, and that'll do it. Our halftime score. The Green Girls in full control here over Oxford, 35-6. We'll be back with the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report in just a few minutes on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Mirabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Mirabito team today by visiting Mirabito.com/careers. Mirabito, where people make energy different.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and at WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. And you can also go back anytime in our game audio archive. We record all these games and put them back up there as quickly as we can. That's all courtesy of SFCU as well. Our halftime score is the Green Girls leading Oxford 35-6. And it's time for the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Mirabito has been serving the community since 1927. And at Mirabito, our people make energy different. Let's look at our scoring summary here in the first half. 12 points from Olivia Kennedy, including 2 3-pointers, which really started to open things up. Actually, let me see. Yeah, 2 3-pointers for Liv. So that's a great start for her. 6 points for Emma Rice, 6 for Abby Yonner, 5 for Peyton Yonner, and then 2 apiece for Lila Biefeld, Claire Flanagan, as well as Cassie Butler. So it's one thing that I've been so impressed with this Green team about. They are very balanced. On the other side for Oxford, 2 points apiece for Naomi Smith, Ella Kelsey, and Ava Benjamin. Madeline Barrows held scoreless in the first half. This is eerily similar to that game where we did Oxford and Sydney. And then it was, I think, late third quarter, and then the entire fourth quarter in that game, Madeline Barrows went absolutely bonkers, went from about, 4 or 5 points, and I think she finished with about 25 that night. So Madeline is the type of player that all she needs is one to go down, and it could just kind of have that waterfall effect from there. So we'll see what Oxford can do to try to get her some more open looks. I thought Green did a very good job of closing down any cutting lanes, any passing lanes, and any opportunities where she likes to take advantage. They got back on defense, didn't allow her to get out and run. And let's just say this, too. I mean, Oxford passed the ball around. They had some other good looks. Shots were not falling. Some passes were too tall. They had some costly turnovers. So if they can clean all that up, they can try to chip their way back into this. But certainly a tough hole they find themselves here in at the half, especially on the road against such a good team like Green. So, again, our halftime score is Green 35 and Oxford 6. I'm Nate Lull. It's the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. We'll step away and be right back on WCDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros who have over 50 years combined experience. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Nate Lowe with you here tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. It's the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. As our halftime score here is Green 35 and the Oxford Girls 6. Wanted to take a quick look at the MAC standings. We gave you a little bit of an update in the pregame show. Green comes in tonight with a record of 7-2 in the league. Oxford at 8-4. They're kind of the top two dogs right now in Division Two. Let's look at Division One, which is the other side of the MAC girls standings. Delhi 10-1, Unitego 9-1, Walton 7-4, Sydney 5-4, BG 4-6, and then Deposit Hancock's 1-10. But boy, you look at the top half there. You know, Delhi and Unitego 10-1, 9-1. They're going to be tough. Green at 7-2 down here in Division Two. Oxford at 8-4. Walton at 7-4. Sydney still in the mix a little bit at 5-4. So, you know, really, I think a lot of people are looking at Delhi, Unitego, Green, and then that four spot is still open for the taking, I think, if you're looking at the MAC playoffs. So, you know, Walton, Oxford. This is why I thought tonight was such a big night for Oxford. I think they need this win in the league. And if they can find a way to dig out of this hole, it would be a miraculous comeback. But they got to do their best. They got to try to fight hard here in this second half because this game does mean a lot in the MAC standings. Again, it's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Marabito serving the community since 1927. We'll be back in just a few minutes with the start of the third quarter. Our score, the Green Girls at home tonight against Oxford, leading 35-6 at the half. I'm Nate Lull on WCDO.
Your car. It's so much more than the way you get from here to there. It's a part of your family and how you connect to your community. Most importantly, it's an investment in your future. That's why when you're ready to purchase your next vehicle, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. SFCU has worry-free rates that will put you behind the wheel today. SFCU, banking easier. SFCU is federally insured by NCUA. See website for full terms and conditions.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your
New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the third quarter here in Green. Our score, Green 35 and Oxford 6. The Green girls will have the basketball. We'll see if maybe they took the lid off of the rim down here on this end of the floor as we switch ends now, and Green will be going left to right. Here is Emma Rice, leaving one off for Peyton Yonner, left side. Yonner with the basketball, splits two defenders, tries to kick one back out for Cassie Butler. Again, Green is in the white uniforms, the green trim. Oxford is in the black uniforms with the red and the white trim. Kennedy to the interior, looking for Abby Yonner. Stripped of the ball, and Oxford will come away. Here is Ella Kelsey, finding Madeline Barrows to the left side, wants a three, can't get it to go. Rimmed out, and a rebound for Butler of Green. Now Yonner gets tied up. We're going to have a jump ball. What a job there by Madeline Barrows to reach in and cause that jump ball. And the possession arrow is going to give it back to the Oxford Blackhawks. I don't think Coach Gorton was pleased with that call there for the Green Trojans. Oxford will get it in. And again, Madeline is just kind of getting swallowed up here on defense. They'll kick it back. Pass to the interior and a foul. As that was Naomi Smith on the left low block, she was fouled by Abby Yonner. So here's Naomi Smith to the line for the Oxford Blackhawks with 7:10 to go here in the third. This might be a good way for the Blackhawks to get some momentum going. She can't get the first shot to go, though. Second one coming. You feel like if they could just get a bucket or two and get their feet underneath them here early in the third, they might be okay. And the second shot is also no good. And didn't even hit the rim. It went right out of bounds, so they're going to give it right back to Green. And Peyton Yonner will walk it down the floor here for the Trojans. Passing one off for Liv Kennedy at the top of the key. Now back to Yonner. Yonner at the foul line. Fires one far side for Rice. Now back to Yonner straight away. 6:55 to go in the third. Green 35 and Oxford 6. Kennedy down low for Yonner. Nice little give and go, and she finishes. So Yonner now has 7. Peyton Yonner with 7. Abby Yonner with 6. Liv Kennedy still with 12 for Green. Oxford with the ball going right to left. They trail 37-6. And a pass to the high post looking for Barrows. Off her hands, but then off of Cassie Butler's hands as well before it went flying out of bounds. So Oxford will hold on to possession. Blackhawks will look to get it in, and they do. Three-point line extended, tipped away, and a steal here by the Trojans. Into the hands of Peyton Yonner. Yonner in transition tries to float one down low for Kennedy. They weren't on the same page, so it went sailing out of bounds, and it's going to go back here to Oxford. With 6:15 to go in the third quarter, it's Green 37 and Oxford 6. Oxford with the ball, going right to left. They go inside for Madeline Barrow. She was blocked from behind. And it looks like we're going to have a foul on that play. Yeah, going to be on Yonner. So that's her second, team's second. Both of them coming here in the first 2 minutes of the third quarter. Looked like Barrows was finally going to get off the schneid there with that layup, but it was blocked. Barrows to the right side. Floats one back across for Ava Benjamin. Now for Ella Kelsey. Little up and under, can't get it to go, rolled off the front of the rim. And if that just doesn't tell you what the night has been like here for Oxford, boy, oh boy. That one rolled off in Green with a rebound. Far side for Emma Rice. Rice with the basketball, now back for Liv Kennedy, right side. Kennedy to the interior for Abby Yonner. Tries to work one back out to Rice, finds Peyton Yonner right side, splits two defenders, back for Kennedy. Three ball with 6 on the shot clock was too strong. And a rebound underneath for Ella Kelsey. 5:25 to go in the third. Green 37 and Oxford 6. Here is Barrows. A little runner in the paint. Too strong. Rebound is picked up by Butler. Jump ball is going to give the arrow back to Green. Boy, Barrows doing everything she can. That was a nice move. Good looking shot. High quality. Good percent. You know, good percentage. Not like a bad looking shot. Just would not go down. Sometimes you have those nights. Here is Yonner in transition. Tries to punch one to the far side. It's taken away here by Barrows. Barrows down the floor is fouled as Kennedy and Abby Yonner were chasing her down. Boy, that's going to be Abby Yonner's third foul. And she's gotten them all here in this third quarter, so she's going to have to go to the bench, and Lila Biefeld will come back in. Tough break there for Abby Yonner. She's having a good night. With 5:10 to go in the third, here's Barrows at the line. First one is good for Madeline Barrows. And the second one coming here. Barrows' second shot is good. So she's got two. Makes it Green 37 and Oxford 8 with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Ball out of bounds. Here is Green trying to push it quickly in transition. Rolled out and will stay with the Trojans. Liv Kennedy will be doing the inbounding duties. Finds Biefeld for a long two. Left it short. Rebound for Barrows. See if she can get it going here. Across the Trojans logo at midcourt. Barrows, left-handed layup, will not go down. Boy, did everything but finish there. 4:50 to go in the third. Green 37 and Oxford 8. Quickly in transition. A pass down low for Biefeld. Was ripped away by Oxford. Here's Barrows down the right side. And across midcourt she comes. Barrows flips one back. Little give and go. Gets it back now. Now is stripped by Butler. Green just doing a good job on the team defense here. And with 4:25 to go in the third, it's Green 37 and Oxford 8. Here is Yonner across midcourt to the far side for Butler as they work it around going left to right. Here is Emma Rice. Rice into the paint now. Boy, just the Red Sea parted for her, and she had a wide open layup, and she missed it. I think she was even surprised how open she was there. Pass to the inside for Barrows, and it was tapped away by Biefeld. And back down the floor they come. Here for Yonner. Stops, pops in transition for three. Got it. Peyton Yonner now with 10 points. Dialing long distance there makes it Green 40 and Oxford 8 with 3:45 to go in the third. To the high post for Barrows. Splits two defenders, shoots, and is fouled and will head to the line. You know, you wonder in today's world with 3:38 to go here in the third, you never know anymore when these athletes might be not feeling great out on the floor or something like that. Somebody just got one of their booster shots, something like that. I mean, you just never know as Barrows does get the first shot to go. Second one coming here for Barrows. I try to watch the body language very closely. Barrows now with 4 points. And some nights you can just tell kids, might be a little run down or something, but they're doing their best out there. 3.5 to go here in the third. It's Green at 40 and Oxford 10. Trojans to the far side. They try a three with Claire Flanagan. Off the mark. Flanagan hustling for her own rebound. Couldn't get there in time. It rolled out of bounds and is going to go back to the Blackhawks. With 3:20 to go in the third. Green 40 and Oxford 10. I don't think anybody would have seen this one coming here tonight as we all expected a very close contest. But you got to give some credit to the Blackhawks. They are really doing their best, trying to hang in there. There's just been an ice-cold shooting night for them. They go to Barrows on the interior. Left-handed layup will not count. She made that one but was fouled. And so they're going to say that it was on the floor there. And so Oxford will have the ball on the baseline. I think Madeline would rather take the layup there. 3:10 here to go in the third. Actually, yeah, they're going to say that was the fifth foul here on Green as a team. Second personal on Biefeld. And so Madeline Barrows back to the line. 4 points and now make it five. And so it's 40-11 with 3:10 to go here in the third. Second shot for Barrows is good. So she now has 6 points. And with 3:05 to go in the third, it's Green 40 and Oxford 12. And here's a steal by Barrows in transition down the right side of the floor. She's just going to take it inside. Right-handed layup will not go. Rolled off the front of the rim. Kennedy did a good job to get back there and kind of cut that angle off for Green. Far side of the floor for Butler on the left baseline. Leaves it for Biefeld. That one rolls off the front of the rim. Must be something about that rim down there. 2:40 to go here in the third. Green 40, Oxford 12. And they try to pass to the far side, but it was taken away by Kennedy. Rolled out of bounds. Going to go back to Oxford with 2.5 to go in the third. And so Oxford just trying to hang tough here. Coach Gorton wants an explanation from the referee. I think he might be arguing that it could be green ball here with 2.5 to go in the third. You want to stay tuned after the fourth quarter for our postgame show as well. We're going to have our three awards here tonight for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. Keep that in mind as well. Here is Barrows straight away, passing one to the far side now for Ava Benjamin. Benjamin to the interior for Naomi Smith, and now back outside. And another steal here by the Green defense. They have just been like ball hawks here tonight. Kennedy with another steal. Now back for Peyton Yonner. Yonner right side goes to Biefeld. And a steal by Barrows. Barrows has done it on the other parts of the stat sheet here tonight. Barrows in transition, gets it to go. Barrows now with 8 points. Timeout taken by Green. 1:55 to go in the third. It's Green 40, Oxford 14. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Law with you here tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream brought to you by SFCU, as always. Our score is Green 40 and Oxford 14. And we're going to have a foul underneath here out of the timeout against the Oxford Blackhawks. This will be on Ava Benjamin, her first, the team's first foul here in the third quarter. So Liv Kennedy will be doing the inbounding duties, finds Abby Yonner, and boy, they just did the old tip drill there, tossed it up to her, the little alley-oop, and she puts it in. Nice balanced scoring here tonight for the Trojans. They lead 42-14 with 90 seconds to go in the third. They pass one to the interior now, and a foul against the Trojans. Yeah, this is going to be on Abby Yonner. She had three, she had none at halftime. She had three in the first 2 minutes of the third quarter. Came out for a while, goes back in, and now picks up her fourth. Tough third quarter here for Abby Yonner. And Lila Biefeld comes back in. At the line now for Oxford is Kayla Kelsey-Jones. And her first shot is no good. And the second one coming. Barrows out of the game at the moment here, getting a quick rest for Oxford with 1:28 to go in the third. Second shot for Kayla Kelsey-Jones is good, her first basket of the night. And our score is Green 42 and Oxford 15 with 1:25 to go in the third quarter. Trojans with the ball across midcourt, finding Kennedy. Kennedy right side. Now for Flanagan, back for Kennedy. A long three here from the right side in front of her own bench. No good. Rebound for Peyton Yonner. Back to Kennedy. Pump fakes. Takes it inside. Little stutter step. Gets it to go. She's so good at that. She's so good at just how athletic she is when she gets into the paint. She can make those little shifty moves and get some space to go for a shot. Barrows is back in. Green leads 44-15 with 50 seconds to go in the third. Yonner with a steal now. Back down the floor, here comes Peyton Yonner for the Trojans. Finding Kennedy, back up to Flanagan, far side Peyton Yonner. Three ball, too strong. Rebound for Oxford. And here is Barrows across midcourt. Barrows backs her way down, little baby hook in the paint, and she's fouled. Shot will not go. Barrows now with 8, and she looks to head to the line here to add to her total with 30 seconds to go in the third. Oxford going to the bench. Cadence Gallo comes in for Taylor Smith. Do not let this score fool you tonight, folks. This Oxford team is very good as Barrows gets the first shot to go. She's got nine. This has just not been their night, and this is what happens sometimes in the wide world of sports. Barrows cannot get the second shot to go, so she's got 9 points. And it's Green 44, Oxford 16, 25 seconds left. Trojans across midcourt. They go to Flanagan. Now for Kennedy. Kennedy to the high post for Biefeld. Back across, Flanagan. Three ball, high arcing shot, good. Shooter's touch there for Flanagan, and she's got five. Boy, that thing was sky high. Barrows back down the floor. 3 seconds left. Let's see if she's aware. And she's going to run out of time here. Three quarters in the books. It's Green 47 and Oxford 16. Fourth quarter coming up here on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and softwoods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwood. Woods.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
So the Green girls have a 47-16 lead over Oxford as we start the fourth quarter. Olivia Kennedy pours in 14 points for GCS. Madeline Barrows gets it going for 9 points for the Blackhawks. And again, make sure you stay tuned for our post-game show coming up after this. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose, brought to you by NBT Bank, Rabideau Gresham Insurance, as well as ACCO Brands of Sydney. So let's see what Oxford can do here in the fourth quarter to try to slice into this Green lead. Oxford with the basketball again, going right to left. And they try to get it back to the high post. They do, and a shot is up and good for Madison Long. Nice move at the high post, got into the middle of the paint, flushed it down. Makes it Green 47 and Oxford 18. Trojans with the ball. Here's Kennedy for three. No good. Biefeld, her rebound opportunity also won't go down. Flanagan says, let me try for the third time. Her shot rolls off. And a rebound for Oxford. Quickly in transition, Ella Kelsey finds Barrows for three. Got it. This is much like the Sydney game. She just started cannon trays. And it's 47-21 with 7:10 to go here in the fourth quarter. Is that the spark that Barrows needs? Kennedy to the right side. They reverse it for Flanagan. Now back for Kennedy. Kennedy across the top of the defense here for Peyton Yonner. Yonner back for Kennedy. Gets down low. Inside for Cassie Butler. Right-handed layup won't go. Rebound for Barrows. Barrows in transition. Barrows to the right side. Going through two defenders. Was trying to get a foul there. Couldn't get the contact. Ball is loose, and we'll have a jump ball as it came loose, and then both teams scrambled and got caught up in it. Possession arrow is going to give this one back to the Green Trojans. With 6:40 to go here in the fourth quarter, it's Green 47 and Oxford 21. Trojans with the basketball, and they will go to Liv Kennedy, back to Yonner. Green very patient here on the attack. They go to Butler down low, left-handed layup, no good. Butler fighting for her own rebound, grabs it, works it back out. They want to pump the brakes, use up some of this clock. Here's Yonner, steps in for a long two. Right elbow, no good. Rebound for Madeline Barrows. Barrows with a great pass ahead, and the right-handed layup won't go down for Bailey Cheesebro. On the rebound, Yonner gets tied up. The arrow this time is going to keep it with the Blackhawks. With 6:05 to go in the fourth. Great pass there. They just, again, could not finish the layup. So it's Green 47, Oxford 21. We're going to have some information for you here in just a couple of minutes, I believe. So stay tuned for that. It's going to be about the Oxford Blackhawks. So Oxford gets it in. Shot there, won't go. Rebound for Cheesebro. Works one back out for Barrows. Steps through. Kiss off the glass is good for Barrows. She's got 14. I might as well tell you now, she is now 3 points away from joining the 1,000 career point club. That's a very special milestone. Emma Rice, a three, four green, left side, no good. So we are officially on 1,000 point watch here for Madeline Barrows with 5:43 to go. There's a big reason I wanted to come to tonight's game. Always like to support kids when they're going for 1,000. So she's three away now, and Green leads 47-23. I also thought that this was going to be a pretty good MAC contest, but Green has just done a really good job here tonight defensively. Oxford with a shot from the far side. No good. Barrows with a rebound. Jump ball is going to give it back to Green this time. Boy, and Barrows is working her tail off at the moment. 5:25 to go, fourth quarter. Green leading 47-23. And this is Yonner walking it across the Trojans logo at midcourt. Goes far side as Green goes left to right. Biefeld down low. Abby Yonner got it, and she's fouled. Abby Yonner now with 10 points, and she's going to have a chance at the old-fashioned three-point play as well. Abby Yonner, just a freshman, already one of the tallest players on the court. She's going to have a bright future ahead here in the MAC. Yonner's shot is good, but they're going to say that she stepped over the line, so it will not count. So with 5:12 to go, it's Green 49, Oxford 23. Barrows with the ball in her hands. Comes across midcourt. Barrows to the left side of three. Is this the one? Yes. Madeline Barrows joins the 1,000 career point club with that three-pointer from the left side. It's Green 49, Oxford 26. But what a moment here for Madeline Barrows as she joins the 1,000 career point club. A big hug with her mom, who's the assistant coach here, Margot. Comes out onto the floor. They got a nice little presentation here that they're going to have with the balloons, as well as a nice framed photo. She'll get to keep the ball. This is a big moment in any high school athlete's career. So a big congratulations here to Madeline Barrows. 1,000 career points. She's just a junior, and she is the fourth player all time, the fourth female player at Oxford to join the 1,000 career point club. An excellent moment here for the Oxford Blackhawks. Getting some quick photos out on the floor before we resume this game, and there will be a lot of celebrations afterwards as well. We're going to step away for 30 seconds here on WCDO. Stay tuned.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And we're back underway, and they go right back to Abby Yonner, who's able to put a shot up and in. Yonner now with 12 points, and it's 51-26, so Barrows now with her 17 has joined the 1,000 career point club. Congratulations to her. So glad we could be here tonight. A shot from Oxford won't go down. And back in transition, this is Kennedy, who's got it up and in. Kennedy now with 16. It's Green 53 and Oxford 26. And back down the floor here for Oxford. Barrows with the basketball going left side here for Cadence Gallo. Splitting two defenders, we will have a foul as Cheesebro with a nice drive there for the Blackhawks. So it's been a tough night here for Oxford as Barrows gets summed out of the game, but kind of a shining light as she has a smile as she comes off the floor here. An excellent showing here for Madeline Barrows. Was not an easy night. She needed 17 points coming in. She was able to find a way to get it done. Now a steal for Green on the inbounds pass from Oxford. Yonner in transition finds Kennedy off the glass and good. What a 1-2 combo. Peyton Yonner to Olivia Kennedy. So it's Green 55 and Oxford 26. Looks like a steal here by Kennedy at midcourt. Kennedy shot out of a cannon down the floor. Now is going to slow it down. Wants to work a little clock. Instead, dishes inside. Abby Yonner, it's good. Yonner is able to get that to go. She's got 12. And Green's going to take a timeout with 3:35 to go. Green 57, Oxford 26. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, the little store with so much more. Chris Brown and his staff are friendly and helpful and always willing to answer any questions about your family's health. Brown's Pharmacy also features health and beauty products, vitamins, and Ananda Professional CBD products, as well as Russell Stover candy and a fine selection of greeting cards. All cards are at half price, too. So stop by the little store with so much more. Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in downtown Unadilla. Open weekdays from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Saturdays 8 to 1.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And out of the timeout, Oxford with the basketball and a foul on Green. Cheesebro with the shot down low. It's going to be a foul on the floor. So Oxford will be doing the inbounding duties on the baseline. 3:05 to go here in the fourth quarter. In case you're just joining us, Green girls with a commanding 57-26 lead over Oxford here tonight in Green. But Madeline Barrows, the junior for Oxford, just joined the 1,000 career point club. She needed 17 points tonight. She's got it. And she's on the bench at the moment, taking a quick breather. Green in control here. They want this MAC victory tonight. They lead 57-26 late in this one. A three ball from Flanagan is no good. Cheesebro with the rebound. Back down the floor they come. I'm thinking that might be it tonight for Barrows. Got to 1,000, and just in a game like this, might be just better to pack it in for the night. Shot here from Kayla Kelsey-Jones won't go down. And a rebound for Yonner as we try to milk off this last 2:20 to go. Green's going to take another timeout here to just get some extra players in. Yonner is going to come out of the game. Kennedy's out of the game now. So some reserves getting a chance to come in for this last 2:18. I don't think anybody expected Green to have this type of a lead late in this ball game. But they have just played a complete team game here tonight. It's been very impressive from the Trojans. Far side for Flanagan. Now working one back to the near side for Butler. The crowd screaming for some of the reserves to get a shot off. Butler will fire one up from straight away. It's no good, and then Karam's out of bounds and is going to go back to Oxford. And so we have 1:55 to go. Just a reminder to stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. We give two awards to the winning team, one to tonight's losing team. Now a steal by Butler. Butler in transition, stops, gets one back out. A long three here from Natalie Schofield is no good. Biefeld tried to save it but couldn't get there in time. Ball's going to go back to Oxford with a 1:38 to go. Well, what we thought might be a close one tonight turns out to be a lopsided win for the Green Trojans, but Madeline Barrow still reaching the 1,000 career point club, so congratulations to her. We'll talk about that a little bit more during the post-game show. Got to see one earlier in the week, too, as Matt Serro from Franklin was able to join the 1,000 career point club for the FCS Purple Devils earlier this week. And now Madeline Barrow's getting it here tonight. So Green with the basketball. 1:15 to go here in the fourth. Flanagan across midcourt. Working one back here to Romano, who's into the ball game. Adriano Romano shoots, and it's blocked. Blocked out of bounds by Ella Kelsey, and the crowd really wants her to try to get a bucket here with 1:06 to go, and she's kind of laughing about that. Green will look to get it in. They go to Romano, passing to the far side. Now here for Flanagan. Flanagan for Butler. Three ball, no good. Rebound for Romano. Her shot, no. Just rolled off the front of the rim. And back to Oxford. Down the floor they come. Oxford with the basketball. Boy, that student section was just about to erupt if she hit that shot. Baseline drive here for Oxford. Rolls out. Cadence Gallo's shot. Flanagan with the rebound with 30 seconds left. Let's see if they try to get it to Romano here. Flanagan, right side of the floor. Gets it to Romano. Now back to Flanagan. The reverse for Butler. Back to Romano. She's going to shoot, and no, just rolls off. Biefeld's able to save it in. And Oxford will have it with 10 seconds left. They'll walk it down the floor one last time here with Ella Kelsey. To the far side here for Gallo. They'll fire up one last shot in the corner. It won't go. And a shot at the buzzer. Count it. Count it there for Cadence Gallo. And that's going to do it. Green 57, Oxford 28. Postgame show coming up on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros who have over 50 years combined experience. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody, one last time. Nate Lull here from Green High School. The Green girls defeating Oxford 57-28. Let's get through our scoring summary here. First for Oxford, 17 points. That's a team high for Madeline Barrows. Congratulations to her for joining the 1,000 Career Point Club. She's the fourth female basketball player in Oxford history to join the 1K club. So congratulations to Madeline here tonight. Madison Long with two, Ava Benjamin with two, Ella Kelsey with two, Cadence Gallo with two, Naomi Smith with 2 points, and Kayla Kelsey-Jones with 1 point tonight for Oxford. It was a tough night shooting the basketball. They're just going to have to go back to the drawing board and regroup a little bit. But, you know, Madeline got it done with the 1K club, and that was kind of a nice little extra treat here for you Oxford Blackhawk fans tonight. Very nice balanced scoring for Green on the other side. A game high 18 points from Olivia Kennedy, 12 apiece from Abby Yonner and Peyton Yonner. Let's see, then 6 from Emma Rice, 5 from Claire Flanagan, And then two from Cassie Butler, as well as two from Lila Biefeld. So that is the scoring tonight for Green. Let's get into our three awards here. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course, brought to you by NBT Bank, supporting local high school sports on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. I'm going to go with Olivia Kennedy tonight, 18 points from Green. I thought she was fantastic right from the jump tonight. She was getting steals, getting layups. She hit those two big threes in the first quarter. I thought she was tremendous. So Olivia Kennedy is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner tonight. Next up is the Marabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Marabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Marabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. We'll go with Peyton Yonner tonight from Green. I thought she was key, shutting down Barrows for a majority of the game. Got a lot of steals, stepped into a lot of passing lanes. She was tremendous. So we will give Peyton Yonner tonight our Marabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. Peyton, of course, from Green. Lastly, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award tonight, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. To celebrate her joining the 1K club tonight, we will give that to Madeline Barrows. 17 points. Green really made her earn it tonight, but she found a way to get it done. And we talked about it several times during the game as well. She was rebounding. She was getting steals. She was getting assists, finding a way in transition. So we got to give a lot of credit to Madeline Barrows tonight. She will get our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award. It's going to wrap up tonight's broadcast. We'll be back on the radio next week. Make sure to check out WCDOsports.com for the schedule. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Again, our final score tonight, Green Girls defeating Oxford 57-28, and Madeline Barrows joins the 1,000 Career Point Club for the Oxford Blackhawks with her 17 points. I'm Nate Lowell. Have a great weekend. Stay warm out there, folks. We'll see you soon on WCDO Sports.
Great hits from yesterday and today on your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
I took a pill in Ibiza to show a Fiji I was cool. And when I finally got sober, felt 10 years older, but it was something to do. I'm living out in L.A. I drive a sports car just to prove.